Parshas Vayechi, Beis Tefillah, Tovshin Ein Vav. We've met in the last few parshas the yearning for Eretz Yisrael. Parshas Vayigash, Perek Mem Vav, Pasuk Gimel. Yaakov was afraid to go down to Eretz, to Mitzrayim. Al Tiro Miredo Mitzrayimo, says Rashi, Shpisha Meitzer Asha Nizkar Lotzeis L'Chutz Taretz. Yaakov was upset. He had to go to Chutz Taretz. In Parshas Vayechi, we meet that Yaakov wanted to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. So today we shall discuss a very general topic. Is there an issa to leave, to go abroad? And mainly we're going to focus on, can you go into Yulim? Can you leave Eretz Yisrael to hike in the Far East? Or to have a nice vacation, a cheap vacation in Europe? The Haredi papers, I see the advertisements, some cheap deals in Romania. Get free hotel, Mahadran food, and Mahadran bugs. How do I know you get Mahadran bugs? Mahadran bugs. Yeah. Inside with Eksha. How do I know? Because I had a friend told me he's once went in Pesach, his family, in a hotel somewhere in Italy. And it was all Mahadran, Gebrox, you know, no Gebrox, Baruch Hashem. And he was he lived in Israel, so he on the second night, on Seder night, so he was there just then. He was there with the family. For him, it wasn't Seder night. So they were served the karpas in the morrow, and everyone else was very into the agoda. And he's looking and staring at his plate, and all of a sudden, he thinks he's imagining it, but he thinks it's moving on his plate. And he looks carefully, and all the morrow was all crawling with insects, and it was mamish crawling. He had to stop the whole seder, and they spoke to mashgiach. So, it was Mahadran. So he was so involved in the gebroch, making sure the own gebroch. So he didn't think in Europe you have to check the lettuce. He didn't think it was necessary. He just bought regular lettuce. So that's what I mean. You could go to these places, you get Mahadran bugs. Anyway, so we're going to discuss, is it mutter, is it asr to leave Eretz Yisrael, to go and tour? We'll start off with the Sifri, in Parshas Re'eh, on the Pasuk, V'yarashto yisom v'yashavto ba'artzom. It's a mitzvah to dwell in the land. Meiser, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, Rabbi Matzah ben Chorash, Rabbi Chanina ben Achi, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Yonason. They're going abroad. V'giu lepaltum, the place in Chutz Laretz. V'zachru es Eretz Yisrael, they remembered Eretz Yisrael. Zokfu ineim, they lifted up their eyes. V'zolgu dimoseim, they were crying. V'koru big day, and they ripped their clothes. And they mentioned this pasuk. V'yashavta ba'artzom, v'chazru limkoimon, they went back home. Went back to Eretz Yisrael. They were crying when they had to leave. In four places in Shas, we find there's an issa to go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz. Baba Vasa Tzadik Aleph Amud Aleph, Tzubas Kufi Aleph Amud Aleph, Gittin Ein Vav Amud Beis, says Rabbanon would depart from each other in Akko, because Akko was the border. It's forbidden to go, to leave. And in Kiddushay Named Aleph Amud Beis. And it's passing in the Rambam, Hilchos Melachim, Perakei, Atalachotes, Osu Lotzeis Me'aretz Yisrael L'chutz Laretz. Okay. Fine. So you can't leave. But we do find a Torah. What aterium do we find to leave Eretz Yisrael? Says the Gemara, Avodah Zarah Yud Gimel Amud Aleph.
How was Avraham doing it?
Very good. Excellent question. I'm going to see right now. It's true. They had to leave because of famine. You could leave for famine. Good point. They were hungry. Nachon, for famine. That's ahead. We're going to see. You're right. What you said is true. We pass him. What you said that one of the Teirim to leave is because of a famine. If there's no food, you can leave. Very good. Good point. Parnasa. Says the Gemara, Avodah Zarah, Gimel Amud Aleph. You're allowed to go to Chutz Laaretz. A Kohen can be metame himself in Chutz Laaretz to look after his assets. If he has assets, you can go for that.
Yaakov didn't come for the famine.
He did come because of the famine.
The boys were because of the famine.
Also him, because Yosef was going to give him food. There was still a rav. It's a feather in the shrine. Says the Gemara, "Umetame lilmoi toira velisa isha." To get married, you could leave, and to lilmoi toira. Om abuda, you can only leave to learn Torah. There's no one else who can teach you. But if you can learn over here, stay here, stay there as well. And Jesus says no. Even if you can learn here, if there's someone you can feel you want to learn from someone in Chutz Laaretz, you want to go to Lakewood Yeshiva, you can go. She'in Adam Zeicha Lilmaid Mikoil. You could have a very important Rebbe in Israel, but if you don't connect to him, it's not going to happen. If there's a certain Rebbe abroad that you connect to, you can go. So we find the Heter of getting married in Lilmaid Torah. And that's passing in the Rambam, Hilchos Melachim, Perek HaLacha Tes. Ask Tosis a question.
You could be looking for Heters for every career. Why can't we
be Heters? Okay, first of all, we're saying what Heters are written. First of all, we're not looking for Heters, but what does the Gemara tell us? The Gemara tells us the Heter, Lilmaid Isha, Lilmaid Torah, Lisa Isha. Those are two Heterim quoted in the Gemara. Ask Tosis in a very desire gimel, a tremendous stira, because the Gemara in Ksuba says Kufi Daraf Amudal Ahu Gavra Donofla Leyevama Beichozoi. There was a man who had Yibum to do in Chutz Laaretz. His brother died and he wants to do Yibum. There's a mitzvah Yibum. Also Lekamad Adchanina Omer Maul Meichas Veliyabma. Can I leave Chutz Laaretz to go and do Yibum? To do my mitzvah Yibum. Omalei, Ochiv Nosa Kutis Vemei. Your brother married a Kutis, and he died. Ubar Hamokin Shehorgoi. Blessed is Hashem that he killed your brother for living in Chutz Laaretz. V'hu Yered Acharav. You want to follow him? Wow. Because since called a door bechutzot kid einel eloka, whoever lives abroad as if he has no God, therefore your brother is like married to a shiksa, to a kutis, as if he no God. So therefore, baruch hamokim shahogoy. So you want to follow him? Very strong. Ask Tosfos, makara, what happened? You just told me that lisa isha you can go abroad. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that lisa isha you yotzer chutzot. So why can't this guy go to Yibum? Why is he being penalized? Why is he being told he can't go? That's a different Tosfos. A steer in the Gemara's. Gemara of Avodah Zarah says, you're allowed to go to marry a woman. That's a heter to go abroad. And the Gemara of Ksuba says, you can't go abroad, even to do Mrs. Yibum. Maybe what? Mazim Shaneh. That's kind of the Rebbeinu Gershom. You have two wives.
Yeah,
I mean, is there a heter to go to Chutz Laaretz
to marry for a separate wife? It's only if
your person is unmarried, then that heter is also to marry you. I don't know. Good point.
Good point.
I hear what you're saying. Maybe things will get clarified soon. answers Tosfos Yesod. There's a difference. If you permanently go leaving, you're going Yerida, versus you're leaving to come back. The guy in Chutz Laaretz, the Yibum case, he wanted to go to Yerida to do Yibum and live there. That's awesome. That's awesome. If you, the hetzer to go, leave, get married, is to get married and come back. Huh? No, you cannot go. You cannot go if you're going Yerida. There's no hetzer to go in Yerida, even Lissa Isha. So that, therefore, even to get married, it's only a das lachzor. So therefore, we just learned the biggest side that all the Gemara says you can leave to learn Torah and leave Lissa Isha. It's only if you're coming back. But if you want to leave forever, can't go. And that's how the Rambam paskens. Osu lotzeis meretz sol chutzlaretz elo limoy toira oy lisa isha v'yachzoy la'aretz and come back. Avalish goin b'chutzlaretz to dwell there osur unless there's famine. The only thing is matir to go in Yerida if there's real famine, and famine is real famine. There's no food available. That's the only hetzer to dwell in Chutz La'aretz. I would think I'm sure it's come back. Okay. Now, so we found a hetzer to go and come back. For Talmud Torah and Lissa Isha. What about other mitzvahs? What about other mitzvahs? Is that also a heter to go abroad? Says Tosis and Avodah Zarah. It's only for Talmud Torah. That's a special mitzvah because God will Talmud Torah Shmevi Lidei Maisa, and only for Lissa Isha because of Leitobra, but not for other mitzvahs. You can't leave it so for other mitzvahs. Anyone have any examples? What other mitzvahs could be done in Chutz Laaretz? What? Oh, Kibud Avim, good one. That's a good point, but we'll get to that. We'll get to Kiruvim. Good point. Kiruv. Kiruv, maybe it's Torah. Chesed. Oh, you want to do Chesed? There's someone who's helped. There's an old man. An old man, you know, needs help. You want to go abroad and help him. Says Tosfos, no. Only for Talmud Torah and Lissa Isha, because they're special mitzvahs. How do I know? Because we see in Megillah, it says, in Meichrim Sefer Torah. A person has a Sefer Torah, he wants to set it. He can only set it for Talmud Torah or for Lissa Isha. He can't set it for any other mitzvah. You want to build a shul and you want to sell your Sefer Torah, you can't. It's only for Talmud Torah or for Lissa Isha. Tosfos does quote, the She'iltas argues, and the She'iltas says, no, it's even for these mitzvahs. Culture came for other mitzvahs. What does that mean? Because it's a Talmud Torah that you could do in Eretz Yisrael. You could learn here. Just you prefer someone else in Chutz Laaretz. There's plenty of yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael you can learn from. You want to learn a certain yeshiva in Chutz Laaretz, so you're only going for a tesefes, an addition. Even that's not Eretz Yisrael. For sure, other mitzvahs. You have a woman. You can marry ladies over here in Eretz Yisrael. There's a certain lady you like who lives abroad, who lives in New York. So you're only going because for extra. So even if we're matir for that as well, so for sure we're matir for other mitzvahs.
That's strange.
probably the guy, if he wants to compromise, he'll find someone here. Someone here as well. What? Okay, so therefore.
I mean, he could get married. So listen,
right.
Even there, you can still, even though it's right in front of him, he could get married tomorrow.
So you're agreeing? So you're arguing or agreeing?
I would say the Gemara is very busy. The Heter is pretty broad.
Pretty broad, right? Pretty broad, right? Okay, so how do we pass him about this? The Rambam in Hilchos Abel says a Kohen can go to Chutz La'aretz to Dvar Mitzvah. Kogoyin, for example, he could go Nisa Isha or Lilmod Torah. What an example that he can go to Chutz La'aretz? An example would be Nisa Isha or Lilmod Torah. So that, are there any other mitzvahs? Sounds like yes. But in Shulchan Aruch, in Yerodea, Shinayin Beis, he omits the word example, and he says, if a kohen needs to go for Lisa Isha, Lima Tari could go. Says Lucas Moshe, in Yerodea, Chedek Aleph, Sim Reish Mantes, the Daik from Shulchan Aruch, it's only for these mitzvahs, not for other mitzvahs. Okay, so where are we holding? We're looking for a Teirim to go to Chutz La'aretz. We're on the way to go on vacation. By the way, whoever, I was told at the beginning, if the Maskon, someone told me at the beginning of the Shir, if the Maskon will be that you can't go, he wants to leave now. So just be aware. Fine. So we're looking for a Teirim, we're shopping for a Teirim now. We want to know, can we extend going to Chutz La'aretz, something beyond Talmud Torah and beyond Lisa Isha? We saw two of it's Tosfos versus the Shiltos. So we're going to now extend it. We're going to find a Hetan from the Mishnah Berurah himself. Here we go. The Gemara in Shabbos Yud Tes Amud Aleph says, you're not allowed to go on a voyage on a ship 3 days before Shabbos. A mafligim besfina pachos migimel yomim koydem leShabbos. The reason is that you'll be traveling on Shabbos, you'll be seasick, you'll be doing melachos, they'll be doing melachos for you. So you can't travel 3 days before Shabbos on a voyage. You have to leave at the beginning of the week. B'meh dvar mamurim. That's true for a dvar mitzvah, for a dvar rishus. Stop. I'm going to stop. If you're going for Dvar Mitzvah, you can leave even on Erev Shabbos. That's how it's Paskin, Shulchan Aruch, Reish Memches, Sif Aleph. If you're going for Dvar Mitzvah, you can leave even on Erev Shabbos and board a ship. What is called a Dvar Mitzvah? What counts as a Dvar Mitzvah? Says the Ramah, Reish Memches, Sif Dalet. Whoever's going for trade, Torah, it's called a Dvar Mitzvah. What does Torah mean? Even he wants to make another million, he already has a billion, he wants to make a billion and one. That's also called a Dvar Mitzvah. It's called Harvacha. He has. He wants to have even more. That's called a Dvar Mitzvah. Or Lirois Pnei Chaveroi. To see a friend. It's called a Dvar Mitzvah. What counts as Dvar Shus? If he's going Letayel. To see the world, that counts as a Dvar Shus. How do we know that seeing a friend is called a Dvar Mitzvah? What? Good point. Well, the Gra proves it. I mean, who says Shechion means it's a Dvar Mitzvah? I make a Shechionu on my new car I buy. It doesn't mean it's a Mitzvah. It's a Simcha I make. Who says it's a Mitzvah? So it's a good point, he said. The Gemara proves it from the Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin, Pei Beis Amud Aleph, says, Ein Ma'arvin Ela Devar Mitzvah. You want to make an Erev Tchumin. You want to go out of Tchum on Shabbos, but you set up an Erev Tchumin. You can only make an Erev Tchumin for a Devar Mitzvah. The mission Erevin, in Amud Vav Amud Beis, says a person can set up two. He sets up two Eruvin in two directions, and he says, I'll choose on Shabbos which one I want to go to. Says Rabbi Yehuda, if there's a Chacham, if one of them is a Chacham, then for sure you want to go to the Chacham. And Rabbanan say, no. Sometimes a person prefers to see his friend. Instead of the Chacham, he wants to see his friend. So he wants to choose. But what do you mean? Seeing a friend, but you aim at him at a Dvar Mitzvah. Here you see that seeing a friend is called a Dvar Mitzvah. Okay. So we have a Hetz of a Dvar Mitzvah.
Sorry.
Yes?
Halacha, how is that a Dvar Mitzvah?
It's good to have money. Halacha. It's also called a Dvar Mitzvah. In this context. Okay. Have we seen anything to do with Eretz Yisrael? No. Meantime, we focus on the din and Shabbos. We're allowed to board a ship, Erev Shabbos, for Dvar Mitzvah, and we're very, very lenient. What's a Dvar Mitzvah? Even Harvacha or Riyas Pnei Chaveray. Okay. We haven't yet seen any connection to Eretz Yisrael whatsoever. Stage 2. The Gemara says, in Meret Katan, you'd give Amud Beis. Ain megalchin b'moyet. Not allowed to cut your hair or shave during chol hamoyet. You should do it before Yom Tov. Don't cut your hair during chol hamoyet. But there are certain exceptions. People who were oinsim, they were nusim, they didn't have the ability to have a haircut before. One of them is habo m'mdinas hayom. A person who just came from a voyage on a ship, yet there was no barber there, he couldn't cut his hair. He arrives. In Chol HaMoed, we allow him to cut his hair. It's called Oines. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah that allows a person who came back from a voyage to cut his hair in Chol HaMoed is the Loik Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah is against Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda says, Habo memdina salo yom lo yigaleach mipnei sheyotza sheloi brushus. Says Rabbi Yehuda, a person who comes from overseas during Chol HaMoed, you're not going to be lenient for him because he left without rishus. Explains the Gemara. If he went for mezainos, this guy traveled to get food to eat. That's his income. Kula al mamoidu, it's rishus. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees. And if he went lashut, what does a shut mean? Says Rashi. Says Rashi, he went lashut ba'olam v'lir oisai. He went to see the world, to see the Bermuda Triangle, the sea, the Pacific, Caribbeans, whales, dolphins in Japan, if any left. He went to see the world, lashut. We won't be lenient for him. The machlekes is la'arvacha. This guy, he's worth $500 million is worth. But he's went out to another trip to China, get some more. He went la'arvacha. This is the machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda says lo brushus. And Chachamim say it's spiritual. Great. Get the connection to Eretz Yisrael? No. Any connection? Shum davar. We continue.
It has to be. There's no halacha about leaving your chutzlaretz. So
why? What do you mean? We don't know if they're talking about a guy from Eretz Yisrael leaving. We haven't been told. Until now,
the real is the rishus and not the
marishus. Uh-huh. Oh, amazing, Mordechai, gewaldig. Mordechai's on the ball. What's this? And here comes the connection to Eretz Yisrael.
There's no Rishus, from America to Israel.
Gewaltig, gewaltig. Wonderful. And here comes the connection. This is the missing link. Says the Rosh, in Ma'ariv Katan Gimel Amud Aleph, this machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachomim, you can shave, you can't shave, is all talking about Beyotze Michutz La'aretz, a person who went and left Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz La'aretz. That's what the Rosh says in the name of the Ravid. How do we know? Because how could it be the call say Leib Rishus? What's Leib Rishus mean? If there's what's Isser, a guy went to a shoot, he went to, for a tiyul. A guy goes from America to Hawaii. You can call him Rishus or Rishus. You can say he left Shoei Rishus. What's the Sheikhas? We're talking about leaving Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz La'aretz. That's what we're discussing. And here you have a head of Larvacha, Mezoinos, that's called Rishus. A person Rishut is Shoei Rishus. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskens. Shulchan Aruch paskens, the top Kuf Lamed Aleph. It's a paskens of this Ravid, that a person who went, left Eretz Yisrael, Larvacha, to make money, and comes back on Chol HaMoed, he left Rishus. Therefore, he let him cut it, he can shave. But a person went Lashut for Tiyul, went to Turkey for a tiyul, that's Shloim Rishus, he did an Issa. We're not going to be lenient for him. And now, says the Morgan Avraham, so we just learned that Heta leaving Chutz La'aretz for Harvacha to make money, extra money. Says the Morgan Avraham, and you know what? So in Reish Memches, about leaving an Erev Shabbos, we are matter for Reya Pnei Chaveroi. Here as well, he connects the sugyas together. He extends the etah even to Reya Pnei Chaveroi. So we just learned you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to make money, big money. You have already, you have made big money. You have your own private jet. You have your own private plane and private pilot, and you're traveling to the Far East to cut another deal, a big one. It's Bershus. Larvacha is Mutter. You're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. Roya Pnei Chaveroi. Have a family get together. Have a school reunion. 50 years. It's Roya Pnei Chaveroi. Can I leave the country? Yes. You can leave. It's called the Bar Mitzvah. You can leave. What's Asr? What is Asr though? Lashut is an Isser. That's Asr. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Tofku Flamad Aleph, Sivkot Niyud Aleph. Mi Eretz Yisrael Chutz Doretz, Eino Mutar, Eino Biyotze Larviach, to make money, or Liras Pein Chaveroi. It's called a Dvar Mitzvah. Mash Enkin, the Tayel Ba'alma, the Stamat Tiyul, it's Bechai Gavna Asr, Lotze, it's Eretz Yisrael Chutz Doretz. It's based on the Gemara we saw. We learn a few things from over here. How can it be? What's going on? How could it be we're matir for Rias Pein Chaveru, we're mevatel mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? There's a mitzvah called Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Going to Ramban, it's a mitzvah deraisa, even Bzman Hazeh. How can we, for we all understand it's a very light type of mitzvah, right? We don't really understand why it's a mitzvah, but we accept it's a mitzvah. Rias Pnei Chaveroi. We understand it's very, very low class. How can it be mevatel mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? How can that be? Remember, that guy is supposed to die. Baruch HaMokin Sh'orgoi. So for Rias Pein Chaveroi, all we know it works for Gezeret Rabbanon, the Sfina, 3 days before Shabbos, no, we're Mekel. But how can we extend it to Bittul Mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? The answer is it's not bet mitzvah yisrael. Mitzvah yisrael is when you're leaving completely, but to go and to come back is an issur rabbanon. To go and come back is an issur rabbanon, and that's why we're lenient. Rav Moshe Sternbuch and Tshuvas Vanogas Chelek Arav Simon Tov Tov Kuf, he compares this to mitzvah yeshiva sukkah. The sukkah is teishu shivas yamin. So how can you leave the sukkah? Why do we leave the sukkah to go to shul? Why do we leave the sukkah to go to go on business? Because it's not a stirah. You like your home, you dwell in your home, but you leave your home. You don't stay at home 24/7. You leave. If your ikar, your home is your ikar, but from time to time you leave. You leave for business. You leave to daven. It's still your home. Therefore, it's not a spira. The mitzvah of teishu ba'atzachem. If we dwell in Israel and we go for, we travel from time to time, that is mutar, because it's not a stira. If you're leaving completely, going yirida, then battle the mitzvah. But if you're going to come back, if it's a normal use, parnasa, even harvacha, riyas pnei chaveray, all these things are mutar, because not a stira to mitzvah teishu ba'atzachem. A white tiyosa. Oh. Oh, it's a white tiyosa. What? I don't know why. You know, they were crying. I don't know why. I think it's Mashi went to learn Torah. Not for tiyol. So he says, so why take a tiyol not? Going to what he's saying, we leave home for tiyolim. What's wrong with that? He says, it's a bizui Eretz Yisrael. To leave her to you is a bizui Eretz Yisrael. What's Pshat? It's my explanation. If we would understand what Eretz Yisrael is, so it's mokim she'ein Hashem elokech bo mevishes hashana. It's a mokim of kirvas Hashem, a mokim with Shechina, and you leave to see Venice. To watch the Leaning Tower of Pisa, there you leave the Shekhinah. To visit Las Vegas, what do you need? Is casinos? What are you leaving for? You never seen a White House before? There's some white walls, you need to see the White House. That you're leaving for. To visit Eretz Yisrael. This reminds me, which I once heard from Pinkus. Pinkus told us, he got married to a girl from Bnei Brak, Ramot Haman's daughter. He said, I was American Shabbocha. I told my wife, tonight let's go out for a meal. We'll go out for a meal. Psh, I got mamash, I'm following my good chosn, and I want to give her a treat. And she was so offended. She was so upset. Go out for me. What? Is something wrong with my food? You don't like my cooking? She didn't have the mustard. Why would the person go out for a meal? It wasn't part of her culture. Why would the person want, you don't like my cooking? She was so offended. Why would you want to go out for a meal? That's a mashal. If we know what Eretz Yisrael is, Kedusha, Kirvas Hashem, you want to go and visit, meet the Eiffel Towers. That, for that you leave me yourself to go to see Paris, London. What am I? Hashem's offended. In Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchak, Chelek Gimel, Simcha Vav, he was asked a question from Paris. Holocaust survivors who went through the Holocaust, and their hope in life, what kept them going, they wanted to be with their grandchildren, and they have made the Aliyah. They went after the Holocaust, they went to Eretz Yisrael, and the grandchildren are in Paris, and the children are unable to visit Eretz Yisrael. And the grandparents are asking, are they allowed to come and visit their grandchildren in Paris? Just for a visit, to leave to visit. And Chassid Sfor says, of course, what do you mean? We have Mishnah Berurah. He has this idea. Where are playing chaverai? Right. Where are playing chaverai? So of course it should be mutar. But says I'm not sure because I found a stira in the tashbis. In the tashbis it says you can only leave Eretz Yisrael lilmay Torah if you can't find anywhere to learn in Eretz Yisrael. Or me play keyboard of the aim. I see from the tashbits the argument what we said. If you have to be leave for a keyboard of the aim, and therefore you couldn't leave to see your grandchildren. So I'm not sure. So you better ask the place came to solve. Probably they know. That's the Minchas Yitzchak. In Tshuvas Mabit, Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Lamed Tes, there was a man who made a neder. If I make big money, I'm moving to Tzfas. And he makes the money. He made the neder. His parents say, you can't go. Give it up, aim. We're here. We don't want you to go to Tzfas. His wife said, you made a tnai like Suba. You're not forcing me to leave. He's asking the Mabit, I want to do Hataras Nadorim. Says the Mabit, also do Hataras Nadorim. What only matter for a Dvar Mitzvah? This is a Dvar Avera. You got to go, and your parents have no right to restrict you from going. And the Gemara says, if a father tells your son, don't do Hashavas Aveda, ain't Shemim Noi, and you have a Mitzvah to do Eretz Yisrael, the parents have no right to restrict you from going. They should come themselves, and you'll inhabit them over here. Your wife, forget it. Master Mashakosa Batoro, forget it. She should come with you. If she doesn't want to come, maybe she'll get a ksuba. Yeah, okay, good. Okay, we're getting there.
What do you think?
What? He says, you're creating a divorce to go to Eretz Yisrael, and we just don't, you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael, it's the Isha.
If she is willing to come back.
Okay, but if she's not willing to come back. So the Maisa, the Pisri Truv and Ebenezer, I need to ask a stereo between the Mabit and the Tashbit. The Mabit says, you have to go, even on expense of Kibbut Avim. You abandon your parents, they have no right to restrict you from going to Eretz Yisrael. And in the Tashbis we saw, you go back for Kibbut Avim. You leave Eretz Yisrael for Kibbut Avim. So what's going on? So, Chayim say it all depends on what we said. Depends if you're going just to visit, or you're going to stay. If you're going in Yerida, or just going for a visit. That what the Mabit says that you mavatz kibud avim, because the choice is either to stay in Chutz Lo'etz forever, or to come to Eretz Yisrael. There he says that Eretz Yisrael overrides kibud avim. But if it's just to leave to come back, then that will be mutar. And therefore, Rabbi Avadi has a tshuva niach v'deo, parents who tell the son you got to come back home and be with us kibud avim. He's not allowed to come. Cannot leave Eretz Yisrael, and Yerida to deal with his parents, say Paskins, go for a visit, but they can't force him to go in Yerida. In Shuvah Shevet Halevi, Chelek Eisim Kufayin Gimel, was asked about going to Elat. Is the heter go to Elat? So look, if there's any tzorech, we see from halacha, if you're leaving and come back, we'll make of a tzorech koldu, any type of need. will be permitted. Tiyul doesn't count. If you're going for a tiyul, that doesn't count because it's a Torah. Stay in a go mitzal here. But he says, if you're going for a small time to see Pilea Teva, for a small time, Shayotze Bereshis, Yesh Mokem Atadil Akel. You're going to see Nifrois Abayre. Yeah? Going to London? Don't think so. Or Paris. Maybe if you're going to see some nice Alps in Switzerland, that'll be geschmack. But
only if it's natural.
Peter Abria, yeah. Go to New York and see Peter Abria. Huh?
Going to America, there's plenty.
Yeah, but but most people go to America and not seeing Peter Teva. They don't go to the Grand Canyon. Most people go to see the country, to see what they see in New York, Chicago, face. Washington.
As long as you incorporate it somewhere in your trip, you know, one of your 10 days there,
He says, Man Kotzor, he says. Avne Yoshve, Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Beis, says, Mistaber, if you're going for health reasons, it's mutter. And even if you need the air, the special air, Switzerland, the special air you need to go for, it's also, that also will count as health. But Stamet Tael will be Osir. I think, Bezois Tibochim, this is why my catch. Why are you going to Switzerland? Special air out. I say, Bezois Tibochim, I'm going to offer you, but you're spending thousands of dollars, take your family, flights, hotels, expenses. Give you free 2 weeks in the north. Free hotel by the Kinnerets, Kinar. Free board and lodging, entertainment for the children. You're going to take it or not going to take it? Free. Huh? Good deal. If the guy will say, well, of course I'll take it. I'm only going to Romania because it's a cheap deal. But get a free place in it. If you'll stay, it's also him to go. If the guy says, you don't understand, I need the air of the Alps, not going to help me. I need. That means he's real. He needs it. Taka needs it. Yeah. They probably need. Probably they have the need why they do it.
Daka there. It's a nice scenery.
I mean, it's an interesting question. There's a head of Royal Pnei Chaveroi. First of all, if it's for business, we saw business in Arvach is Mutter.
If convention is successful because they are coming to a lot, you're still together, you're still together, you want to go to a place where
they're giving Shirim and Eilat, they're going to give
They're coming. You're making an organization. You're making a convention. People come together. Whatever good purpose. Those people are only coming because
they're going to get close. So anyway, so we'll summarize. Let's summarize. To go in Yerida, I really don't know the Hefe. I saw Avadi Asas, other poskim. I do not. I saw the Ber Moshe. I can't. I'm not mad to you. Guy wants to go in Yerida. I have no answer for you. It has to be real famine. You possibly cannot. You don't have what to eat. It's matter to go in Yerida. All the heter we can find is al das lachzor. Al das lachzor. You're coming back. If you're coming back, we find we're quite lenient. Mishnah Berurah, Roy Pnei Chaveroi, Harvacha. We saw some. Minchas Yitzchak wasn't so sure, but I said that's hurrah. We'll make her. We'll try to make her. The hardest point is to go into Yulim. That's the most toughest what people do. Pashas is also. If you think you have a real need to go, then maybe you have a hetzah. The horror what the papers are publicizing, they have these cheap deals in Romania. The horror it's not mutter. That's the horror. I've asked many poskim. It all says, the old time is also. So people don't ask. Anyone would ask a shayla, we're told not to go. I haven't found any rav. I spoke to a few rabbanim. No one's not there. Mishukra, thank you very much. Have a good Shabbos.
Thank you. They have like case of sex durum, like in a
right,
cool.
Right, right. Right.
What about? I think I had a rav once who was in Eretz Yisrael, like maybe in the 30s, and I'm talking about now in the 60s or so. And he was a rav who came to American State, or even somebody today who gets a shtela to be a Rosh Hashiva someplace, or go to or do kiruv v'chokim. So it seems to me that that's should be valai mutter. Even though you're going, even if you're going to settle there, you know.
We saw in Toises. You went beginning. We mentioned that Toises. Toises asked a stira between that lisa isha mutter and to go into yibum.
Yes.
You're not allowed to go and do Yibum. So there's as a stira, there's new Gimel in Avod Zor Gimel. His answer is, even this issue is only Adas Lachzor. All the Heter we find in the Gemara is Adas Lachzor. You're coming back. Even this issue of even new material is only Adas Lachzor.
But what if you know you have a position to be a Rav, a Rosh Yeshiva, a Rav in Chutz Laaretz.
So again,
the ability to Makarev and Mechazek people.
The Maisa, Choshev Rabbanim do this. So obviously, maybe. But from the Sugya, it has to be a Dat Lachzor. Rambam says, you go into Limud Torah, it has to be the Yachzor.
Is there a timing on the Lachzor? One can say, you know, I stayed there 15 years and I
maybe
come
he
back.
Was always planning to come back.
No.
Maybe. Should be also. That's Lachzor. Thank you.